If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
Sometimes controversial, always interesting. Coming to you from the Pacific Northwest, USA, it's the Ernest Mann Show.
Hello, folks. My name is Ernest. Thank you for being here. Dear American, imagine for a moment you were jolted from a sound sleep just before sunrise by an incredibly loud commotion. You look out the window and your home is surrounded by tanks and armored personnel carriers with armed troops, hollering out orders and surrounding your home for attack as military helicopters circle overhead. I bet you'd be thinking, what in God's name is this? And the only thing you've done wrong is maybe an unpaid parking ticket. Welcome to Venezuela. I am making this episode for all of my listeners in South America and Venezuela in particular, because there's one thing that I would like to make very clear. Regardless of your opinion of America or Americans, I, for one, wanted to make clear that we, the proverbial we, are not crazy, at least generally speaking. Unfortunately, the same can not be said for our fearless leader, our king, Trump. And this makes it a particularly bad time of the year, meaning that most Americans, anyway, are actually going to be pretty oblivious to the plight of what's going on in your country, because we have entered a very deep comatose state. It's very sacred to Americans because it's been programmed into them for the last 80 years, at least. And that is the infamous holiday shopping season. And that means that when Black Friday comes, the only thing in the fucking world that can possibly dislodge or disfocus their attention from anything concerning Costco or Walmart or any other hundreds of other shopping opportunities for the holiday shopping season would be a nuclear bomb going off in their back fucking yard. And even that still probably wouldn't break them out of their consumerist holiday shopping season trance. This is terrible. And again, most Americans couldn't even begin to imagine this. Of course, we having the most powerful military in the world is one thing. But when you have basically a king as president, he can just call on an aircraft carrier to place out in the world anywhere because, well, he's King Trump. And in addition to that, this is an administration of sycophants so deeply committed to their Führer that nothing will seem to dislodge this. These people are fanatical. These are not Republicans. These are creatures. These are right-wing creatures. Well, let's just say these are people that would make Joseph Goebbels very proud. So here we have it. And with the cost involved and the rest of the world watching, you don't send a gigantic aircraft carrier to a country. It's not just there to drop off some troops, have a party, and say goodbye. I think they're going to be there for the long haul, and although they haven't perhaps officially attacked yet, from the communications I have had of my few friends in that neck of the woods, Helicopters are definitely a presence. And so what could this all really be about? It's not about any pettiness concerning governmental affairs. I don't think so. I'm rubbing my chin thinking, what could Venezuela possibly possess? I mean, just say, for instance, if some overbearing tyrannical government was there to perhaps liberate, let's see, low-wage labor. Nope. You get that from Mexico. So, yeah, we've pretty much got that. So, don't need them there. I don't know. Pineapples? Nah, it can't be pineapples. We have plenty of pineapples. Plenty of coconuts. Damn, this is tough. It can't be oil because we have the Saudis, and the Saudis actually hate us and are basically paying protection from the military to protect their oil. And they want to get off the petrodollar. And, well, oh, yeah, connect the dots. Damn. I think maybe it could be the oil. Now, let's see. All that would be needed is some kind of petty argument. Doesn't matter. Make up one. The White House, State Department, whatever cronies you need to do it, come up with any pretext whatsoever. And somehow get a hold of that oil. Hey, it's the king's way. It's the mob way. And that's what we have. A king who basically is, well, you know, he's from Brooklyn. So, hey, you do this or else. Yeah, that's what you got. Yep, Venezuela, that's what you have. You have a thug, mobster-ish king who's got a aircraft carrier with enough firepower to bomb you back to the Stone Age. Then he's going to send a few of his boys over to talk with you, you know, to be reasonable, to make you do the right thing. That's what it is, my friends in South America and Venezuela. That's what you're dealing with. Let's just say a guy that, you know, he doesn't like to take no for an answer. I mean, I'm just telling you like it is. I am just one of many million Americans, but this is not what you'll hear on the major news networks. Hell, even in America, nobody hears what I'm saying. For one thing, I'm just this teeny tiny guy. I'm an unknown. I'm a rebel. And because of that, because I say that, I'll just say this. If you're enjoying this episode, please subscribe and hit that notification bell so you won't miss an episode. And the more subscriptions I have, the more people get to hear what they won't hear anywhere else. I don't know exactly what you can do. I'm not there, of course. I'm here in the Pacific Northwest USA. So I don't feel qualified to tell you what to do. And besides, really, since I don't have the psychopathology of being a king, I don't want to tell you what to do. But bearing that in mind, you guys have certainly had a lot of experience with tyrants in the past. And I don't think I need to tell you what they do, and what you need to do with them. If anybody knows resistance and what you can do, it's you. But I just wanted to say I am very, very sorry that you have to deal with this. But I don't know what else to say. I wish you the very best. I'm sure that hopefully more powerful heads will prevail. Maybe he'll leave. That means take his country killer and move it somewhere else and move on to the next person, the next country down the block that he can shake down for their lunch money. But in the meantime, at least, I want you to know, for what it's worth, that at least one American here absolutely understands what you're up against. And I sincerely wish you the best. Until next time, this is Ernest, and this is all I've got for today.